praise God, with all of the negativity that is going on, praise God, Jeremiah is able to say, praise God, that I find some hope. I find some light. Praise God. I find some joy in the midst of all of my agony, in the midst of all of our sorrow. Let me see the hands of those who may be going through something today. But praise God, regardless of what it is that you are going through, you can say with a surety, praise God, that I find some hope. We live in a world today where it looks like, I say look like, praise God, that folks have lost hope. But can I remind us today, as the writer says, praise God, I find some hope. So I don't care what it is you're going through today. I don't care what it is you're going through. You might be your significant other. May have told you that they got another significant other they looking at. And I know y'all been looking at all these banks that are closing. You may get a call from your bank that say all of your life savings is gone. But let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, don't you lose hope.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Gentle Redeemer,
God with us, yeah. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further.
We stop reading at Psalms 96 and 1, and it says we are to sing a new song unto the Lord in praise, and to ascribe glory and honor to his name. Psalms 96 and 7 says God's presence is so much greater than we can comprehend, and he is the source of everything good and powerful. Psalms 96 and 6, another part of our presenting ourselves to God is that we worship other believers. We have to be in worship, not worship them, but be in worship with other believers. Deuteronomy 7 and 6 says we are to be special unto God above all people that are on the earth. We are supposed to be special unto God above all peoples that are on the earth. Now, you know, as many people on the earth, but everybody is not the church. Everybody have not signed in to be a part of God's church. We're talking right now about the church of God. We are to be special unto God above all of the people that are on this earth. Now, if you're going to be special, you just can't come to him with tattered breeches on and holes in the knees and in the backs and God knows where else. You can't come to him like that. You know, if you really want to know how to be a living sacrifice to God, you need to read the book of Psalms. David can show you how, and he can tell you how. to serve the true and the living God. We must give ourselves to prayer daily. This is something that this is part of our personal works. And this is part of our spiritual works. We must give ourselves to prayer daily. Psalms 104 and 4, 109 and 4, and Acts 6 and 4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You have to meditate the word, you know. These scriptures apply to us. In Acts 6 and 4, I didn't read 109 and 4. I'll go back and read that later. But I read Acts 6 and 4. And it says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. This is the disciples of Jesus talking. And they said, we're going to give ourselves continually, not just sometime, to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So you're praying all the time and you're ministering the word of God all the time. This is part of our assignment. This is part of our work. Psalms 1 and 2, it tells us, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doeth he meditate day and night. We have to meditate this word day and night. Joshua 1 and 8, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest serve, that thou mayest not serve, but observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you, not somebody else, you shall make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So you're going to succeed by what you do. That's why the Word of God is a doing book. It's just not something that you hear and you see and you talk about. It's something that you actually do. The Bible said, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. You know, just so you would know, reading and confessing the word is different. And so is reading, confessing, and doing what the word of God say. It's different. Doing means you're actually putting forth some effort to do some work. And that's what we need to be doing as a church right now. Therefore, pay close attention to the word when you read it. We must do whatever is written in the word. Then we will have success. Reading is okay, but we said we have to be doers of the word. And I want you to know that when you are reading a recipe, it will not produce a cake. There are many ingredients that must actually be put in a bowl and blend it together, put in a pan, put in the oven, and then you check it to see when it's done. Then, and only then, can you take it from the oven, you know, put some icing on it, you know. That's when you know you got a cake. And then you put the finishing touching on the products, and then it's ready to eat. See, all this is a pattern of what we need to do in our life to get God working in us, to get the word of God working in us, saints of God. We have to do it. We have to do it. God needs us to do those things that he has required us to do. He needs us to begin doing it now. We can't wait till later. It's time to move right now. You know, well, praying, studying, reading, meditating, and confessing the word of God, it's similar to baking a cake. You know, after you perform all of these steps, faith, you know, the main ingredient, it'll come. When faith comes, you might put into practice all that you have received through the Holy Ghost. your practice until you become perfect at moving mountains, healing the sick, you know, curing all diseases. Don't neglect to do the works that God has called us to do in His Word. These are the things that we have to do. They're just not put there to say, well, we can do all these things. Yeah, we need to see that we can do all those things, but we need to actually start putting it to practice, getting our life straightened together so that we can do what the Word is telling us to do. Mark 16, 17, and 18, the Word says, and we're reading all this out of the ESV translation of the Bible, and these signs shall accompany those who believe. In My name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. You know, they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. This is not a promise. This is what it's an assuredness. We are assured by the power of God, by the authority of God, that this is what will happen. And we need to get on to it right now. Matthew 10 and 8, it says, we're to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. You know, you receive without paying, you give without pay. So don't be having your hand out looking for something because I haven't done the work of God, so I got to put my hand out to get some money. No. Mm-mm. Now, you're going to get some money later on in the chapters that tell you about the workman is worthy of his hire. But this is not one right here, not in this section. Matthew 10 and 1, and he called to him the 12 disciples, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out. Not pet them up and feed them medicine, but to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. Now, I have nothing against medicating, because if we don't have the power, if the church don't have the power, then who gonna take care of these people that's acting up and convulsing and cutting themselves and trying to commit suicide and hearing things all day long and they can't rest and they can't sleep? If they don't do something, then God forbid, the church is not on its mark. It's not doing what it is supposed to do. And we know that because there's too many hospitals being run over with people like that. And we know some of them. Some of us might be one of them. God forbid, but it's a possibility. How, you know, we need to know. How would we know how to do this work today to help actually wipe out sicknesses? How would we go about doing that, except we go and take care of our personal self, make sure that we're doing the commandments of God, submitted to God, yielding ourselves to the Word of God, to everything that He said? We can do that same work today to help actually wipe out sickness, disease, deliver folks from demons of torment, murder, you know, hearing voices, people's minds being controlled and being erased by evil spirits of anger, rage, jealousy, fits. You know, we can do the things that God has given us to do. That we have these spirits that's out there, they kill because they feel someone has stepped in their territory. You know, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend, and they're jealous, they're having fits of rage and jealousy, and they're killing people because of some little simple thing like that. Lord Jesus, this world was and is in a fix. Everything the church was set up to take control over, you know, it's in full bloom right now. All these sicknesses, all these diseases.